Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. In fact, go there to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't just wait till you get there. Go there with the express permission from me and the complete intent to subscribe to my newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday by email, Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, and I hope that you'll take care of that. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website, like listen to archives. There are over 3,000 archives of past shows that we've done. If you have any kind of a topic at all that you're working on, anything that's bugging you about your small business, starting your business or growing your business, you probably find it in the catalog of categories in the archives. Somebody that we've interviewed over the last almost 8 years will have had something to say about that. So you can check that out. And also a lot of articles. Check those out, too. Fulin Ritt is going to be here in just a few minutes, I promise you, folks. We're still waiting on her. She is with the U.S. Postal Service. And one of the things she's going to be talking to us about is how the Postal Service is doing its best, I think, and I really think they are trying hard to make sure that they're a 21st century participant in the marketplace. And one of the ways they've done that is with their new website and with some of the partners that they've come up with, some of the partners that they've identified and have been able to bring into their operation. The Postal Service, for some of us, there's kind of a love-hate relationship. You can't live with them and you can't live without them. And I get a little irritated at them from time to time, about every year or so, when they raise the postal rates. And it always makes me wonder about that. But the Postal Service, the U.S. Post Office, is an organization that's interesting to watch. And it's going to be interesting to watch over the next generation or so because of all the competition that they have from other organizations. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they blend the utility aspect of their market, of their business plan, meaning that they're responsible for delivering the mail to us 6 days a week. And that's the utility, so to speak, the utility aspect of what they do. It'll be interesting to see how they handle all that and how they evolve. And they have been evolving. If you've been paying attention to their operation and you've been paying attention to what they've been doing, they have been evolving. And one of the ways they've evolved is by bringing in partners. And that's what Fulin Ritt wants to talk to us about. Fulin, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Fulin, by the way, folks, is a postmaster of the Beechwood, New Jersey Post Office. She's currently on assignment as a senior postal manager at the Englishtown Post Office there in the tri-state area. And Fulin, you're here to talk to us about some of the things I was talking about, as you may have heard, how the post office has evolved and has actually come into the 21st century. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're really happy to be here, too. One of the things we're doing is our online website, USPS.com. And on this website, there's a wealth of services that the small business person can take advantage of. And one of them is click and ship. And I'm sure many people, in fact, here, we're starting to use it more and more, the customers. And what you do is you go into USPS.com, you register at click and ship, and there it will print out labels for you. It will pay for your postage. And the best part is you can couple it with a carrier pickup. And we will pick up your packages for you for free the next day.
Now, that's what I call coming into the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. Good for you, Fulin, because the thing is that not only is it the right thing to do, it's the kind of thing that we all have to do because you're like me, you've got competitors. And then they're offering services. You got to offer services.
Exactly. And not only that, you know, our whole goal, besides connecting the country, their friends, family, and businesses, is we understand that everyone's so busy, especially the small business owner. And it's quick, it's easy, it's convenient. It's like having your own post office, your personalized post office right on your desk.
We use it all the time here, and I want to congratulate you. And by the way, this was all your idea, wasn't it, Fulin?
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, you worked it all out, didn't you? And by the way, you did a great job on the website, Fulin.
Oh, thank you. I can't take the credit.
You worked hard on that, didn't you, Fulin?
Oh, well, I would like to say that, but no such luck.
Well, what are some other things? I know that you have some new partners, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. One of the newer services that we have that a lot of small businesses are taking advantage is the Net postcard services.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of businesses are using it is to thank their customer base, because at Net postcard, you can create your own personalized postcard. You can upload your company logo right on it, and it will hold up to 1,000 addresses. And what you do is you can print, you're going to create these cards, and we will print it for you and mm-hmm. mail it out for you on the date designated.
So we created electronically, you created literally and drop it in the mail.
Yes, actually, yes. It's not an electronic postcard
mm-hmm.
or card.
It's electronic from our end, but it's not electronic from your end.
Exactly.
And from the customer's end.
That's right. And you'll be able to preview it once you've created it. You can see what it looks like. And the great thing about it is that you can, up to a year, you can schedule an advanced mailing.
Wow.
So, for instance, if you know that you have a special grand opening and you have a certain customer base that mm-hmm. you want to reach out to, and, you know, it's not 2 months away, you can just go ahead, you know, pull out your address, make your card, send it out, and tell us that you want to mail this out, you know, 2 months later.
That is a very cool thing to be able to do. We do that with our newsletter from time to time. I have a newsletter that we send out, Fulin, once a week on Sunday. And if I'm traveling and I'm not you know, in my business on that day, I actually have the capability of going ahead and creating the newsletter and scheduling it to go out. And many times I'll be on an airplane or driving down the road and my newsletter is going out for me. And so that's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Exactly.
And it's very powerful, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you can not only do it for your customers, you can do it for your employees, Employee Appreciation Day, birthdays. And the neat thing, too, is you can add a gift card to it.
Yeah. Now, hold on to that thought, because we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to
okay.
take a quick break. When we come back with Fulin Ritt with the U.S. Postal Service, we're going to talk about these gift cards, folks. And those are the partners that I was talking about. We're going to get her to tell us about that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
To stay strong, whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
After the hour, Grace Slick for you there, ladies and gentlemen. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Fulin Ritt. She's with the Postal Service.
Good morning.
You know who I am. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Fulin, thank you again for joining us. And I want to get back into, by the way, give us the website again, because I want folks to check it out.
They
probably know this site, but go ahead and give it to us again.
Sure. It's USPS.com.
U.S. Postal Service is what that stands for. And folks, again, this is not your grandfather's website. I want to encourage you to check it out. And Fulin, one of the things I want you to talk about are these new gift card things, and that's the partnership angle I was talking about. Fulin, the key to success in the 21st century for small businesses, one of the three keys to success that I identified for small businesses in the 20th century that they would need to do in the 21st century, one of them is strategic alliances. Developing
that's right.
strategic alliances. And that's what you guys have done. You brought in some partners to help you. I know you've got some technology partners, but you've also got some product partners in the form of these gift cards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Sure. Well, at USPS.com, we have a service called Net Postcard. And this is where, as you said, you could send a, you could customize your own hard copy gift card that we send out. But the partnership comes in with the gift card. More and more retailers, when we started this several months ago, there's only like maybe eight retailers that were online with us. You had Starbucks, you had Home Depot, you had Barnes & Noble. Now you have Macy's. I mean, it's just every month as time goes by, more retailers are, you know, joining us, and we're very thrilled and happy about that.
Tell us how this works.
Sure. Very simply, you go to USPS.com. You click on send a gift card or send a greeting card, and this is where you customize your own greeting card or postcard. After you customize your own greeting card, you can attach a gift card, and they come in denominations from $20 to up to $200. And just a reminder for everyone, Mother's Day is coming, so this is a great time to take advantage of it.
Right in the middle of the page, folks, it has mailing tools. You can mail products and services. You can mail cards, letters, and flyers. We got to come back and talk about flyers in a minute. And then direct mail, send direct mail, and then send a gift card. It's right there in the middle of the page toward the bottom.
That's correct. And the neat thing about the greeting card and the gift card combination is we will hold up to 1,000 addresses for you. So for a small business, I mean, you can't get any more convenient than that. And you can... you can send out your different thank you cards, like I said, employee birthdays or employee appreciations. And it's so nice to receive this card, you know, because there's nothing like opening up a card, touching it, feeling it, seeing it, setting it on your desk.
Well, this is a good thing. And I admire you at the Postal Service for creating these kinds of relationships. You know, the government is learning, Fulin, that they can't just be out there all by themselves. They're integrating, more and more government organizations are integrating themselves into the marketplace, bringing in these kinds of partnerships, and it's smart for you guys to do it, and it's smart for small business owners to take a lesson from you.
That's right. In fact, if I may, I'll give you an example of one of my local small businesses, how they've taken advantage of it.
Great.
It's a candy store, actually. She makes customized candies. And what she does is she goes to USPS.com, and she's registered to Click and Ship. And what that is she, at her store, creates these wonderful candy baskets. She packages them, which she orders from our website, the packaging supplies, and many times they're free. She can weigh the package. She can print out a label, pay for the postage at her office, and then the next day she schedules a pickup, which we pick up for free. So my carriers will pick up from her 40 packages every single day.
Now, Fulin, you've got my address, right? You've got my mailing address because, you know, ordinarily when I interview a lot of people, they'll send me nice things. So, and we like chocolate around here in case you're wondering. What are some, all right, what's this news about what's going on with the postal rate? Is it going up?
Well, there's...
You didn't think you were going to get away without talking about that?
No. I'm more than happy to talk about it. There's talk about possibly next year. Now, understand, we talk about raising postal rates maybe 2 years in advance.
Right.
And so the last time we had a postal rate was in 2002. Now,
right.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, I think you need to wait about 8 more years before you have another one.
I don't know.
What's it going to go up to, Fulin?
Actually, I don't know for sure. There's some talk, but it's only pennies. It's not like our gas, you know.
It's not only pennies, Fulin. It's our pennies.
That's right.
You know what we say in small business? Take care of the pennies and the dollars. Watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, the post office, we're here for the small businesses, and we understand that. And even though the post office is so large, individual local post office, it's like a small business itself.
And they're part of the community, aren't they?
Exactly. So we definitely understand the difficulties of the small business. And we're doing our part to try to make life more easy.
And I know that the people there in Beechwood, New Jersey, know all about you. And I know you're out there shaking their hands and helping them out when you're there on a full-time basis. No, I just had to, you know, I just had to ask you about those rates because, you know, we need to keep that cost down. But I do want to thank you. I do want to thank you for all the services that you're making available at USPS.com, not .gov.com, right?
That's correct.
USPS.com. It's the 21st Century Postal Service website. Thank you, Fulin, for being here.
You're welcome.
Come back another day and let's talk about this some more.
I'd love to. Thank
Fulin
you.
Fulin Ritt, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Jane Howard after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Chicago to take us out. Feeling like I
ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.